So my mom told me that Santa Claus can't come to our house this year. I don't know why, but I wish he would.
We're listening to a short program from 1987. It was written and produced by an officer in the Marine Corps named Chaz Henry and hosted by the one and only Bob Hope. It was created to commemorate the 40th anniversary and to tell the history of a Christmas charity program that had helped countless children across America during the holiday season. You've seen donation collection barrels placed in malls, local businesses, and public buildings. You recognize the logo, a red train with three cars. Maybe you or someone you know has even donated a toy or two over the years. The U.S. Marine Corps Reserve's Toys for Tots program is as familiar a part of Christmas giving as those Salvation Army bell ringers.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Ralph Perry of Washington's 13th Infantry Battalion, Marine Corps Reserve. It's heartwarming to think of the underprivileged children made happy by Toys for Tots.
And Toys for Tots has a very simple mission: to collect donated toys for children who might otherwise receive none at Christmas.
The playthings of holiday dreams have certainly changed over the years, but one thing has remained the same for generations. A special toy under the tree on Christmas morning can make a child's wish come true.
The more than 75-year success story of Toys for Tots may seem like a fairly simple story. The Marine Corps Reserve, being a trusted and influential organization, starts up a holiday charity for needy kids. But there's more to the story than that. From humble, almost accidental beginnings in 1947, the program was able to grow through a unique mix of show business connections, celebrity endorsements, political influence, post-World War II America, and Walt Disney. I'm Brian Earle. This is Christmas Past. Our story begins in 1947. World War II ended 2 years ago. Of course, Christmas gets many of us feeling charitable toward those in need. And in the years immediately following the war, there were lots of families in need. Something that didn't escape the notice of Diane Hendricks, a woman who was married to Marines Reserve Major Bill Hendricks.
His wife had noticed a lot of children in need, mostly war orphans.
That's Ted Sylvester. He's the Vice President of Marketing and Development for the Marines Toys for Tots Foundation. Now, Diane wanted to do something to help, so she handmade a rag doll to gift to some child who would appreciate it that Christmas. The only problem was that she didn't know how to get it into the hands of a child in need.
And she asked her husband to find an organization to get these dolls into the hands of these children in need.
And so, Major Hendricks gave it a shot. He looked around for an appropriate local charity in the Los Angeles area where he lived, but his search came up empty.
So she suggested he start one, so that's exactly what he did.
So that Christmas, Major Hendricks, who was at the time running a public affairs office for the Marine Reserves in Los Angeles, rallied his fellow reservists in the office to collect toys themselves. And their efforts were pretty successful.
They were able to, you know, distribute toys to about 2,000 children in need, you know, that year.
But that's nothing compared to what was to come. That first Christmas in 1947 would turn out to be not a one-off local effort to get some toys to needy kids affected by the war. Instead, it would turn out to be the pilot program for a national, long-term campaign. And again, World War II, or the aftermath of it, feeds into this story. General Clifton Bledsoe Cates was the commandant of the Marine Corps in 1947, and at that time, the fate of the Marine Corps was uncertain.
General Cates was under pressure from President Truman and Secretary Johnson, who were looking to get rid of the Marine Corps, you know, after World War II.
Now, the reasoning behind all of that is beyond the scope of this story. So all you need to know is that at the time, General Cates would have appreciated a little PR boost for the Marine Corps, and that's just what he got with the success of Major Hendricks' toy drive.
The commandant saw the goodwill and sentiment and the connectedness from having the Marines working with local businesses and the community. And the very next year, he directed all Marine Reserve locations to start a Toys for Tots chapter. So in just 1 year, it became a national program.
And it has remained so for more than 75 years.
Almost 77 years later, we've distributed many, many toys to over 300 million children in that time.
But it wasn't just a mandate from General Cates that accounts for the explosive growth and success of Toys for Tots. To help explain that, we go back to Major Hendricks. And remember two things about him. He was a public affairs person, and he was a reservist, meaning that he also had a life and career as a civilian.
He was also the public relations officer for Warner Brothers, so he was very well connected in the film industry back in the 40s there. And they put on this campaign and generated a lot of support.
And one of those connections in the film industry was none other than Walt Disney, who, whether he knew it at the time or not, would play a major role in creating the Toys for Tots image.
So he asked Walt Disney to design a poster that he could use for his marketing in 1948 and, you know, bring some recognition to the program and support. And so Walt designed the poster.
But Walt Disney actually did more than that. Because in that poster, he had included a red train with three cars, one for each of the words in Toys for Tots.
Apparently, he loved trains. He had the three-car train logo, well, that has since become our logo. So it was Walt Disney who actually designed our logo.
Getting support and endorsements from the world of popular entertainment would make Toys for Tots a household name, as Bob Hope himself said in that program.
The list of celebrities who have helped spread the word about Toys for Tots reads like a who's who in show business.
What's up, Doc? Toys for Tots, that's what's up.
You know, over the years, Toys for Tots spokespeople have included Johnny Carson, Marilyn Monroe, Frank Sinatra, and Nancy Reagan. And to this day, luminaries from the worlds of entertainment and politics lend their support. The New York Yankees and other sporting teams have sponsored toy drives at games. And Toys for Tots even has its own theme song written by a pair of Oscar-winning songwriters and recorded by Nat King Cole.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
Toys for Tots, the joy of living is in the giving.
Today, Toys for Tots operates largely as it has since 1947. The Marine Corps Reserve collects toys through 870 local chapters, sometimes distributing the toys themselves, other times partnering with local businesses and social service agencies. There have been a few changes, for sure. Since the early 1980s, they only accept new toys. And also, as the operation has grown, the creation of a Toys for Tots Foundation became necessary to handle things like fundraising and logistics.
The foundation, with the help from our corporate partners and a lot of, you know, generous individuals, were able to raise dollars and augment toys in the millions. Last year, we augmented over 12 million toys to our local chapters.
And Toys for Tots embarked on one major change just a few years ago.
This will be our fifth year where we're starting a lot of year-round support. We're able to distribute toys, games and books, all throughout the year. And so that's evolved pretty significantly. You know, we added a Toys for Tots literacy program back in 2008. We've had a Native American program where we provide toys to remote tribal groups and reservations, you know, about 220,000 Native American children. And we've recently added a foster care initiative. We provided toys to about 300,000, you know, at-risk children, many of them living within the foster system.
So if you want to learn more, maybe about volunteering, finding a local chapter, making a donation, head over to toysfortots.org. And I'll turn it back to Bob Hope for a parting thought.
Please help brighten a child's holiday this year by giving Toys for Tots. On behalf of the Marines and a lot of kids, thanks. And happy holidays.
Well, it's one thing to receive a gift from a family member or friend at Christmas, but have you ever received one from a dead president or an inanimate object? No? Well, neither have I, but that's just a typical Christmas morning for Shayla in California. Here she is to tell us all about it.
In my family, we are creative with who the gifts are from. Instead of writing from your name, we pick a nonsensical thing, person, place, animal, whatever. Sometimes it matches what the gift is. For instance, if I gave my dad a hat, I might write from Abe, a familiar form of Abraham Lincoln in reference to his tall hat. My dad would surely respond, "Oh, how kind of Abe. I didn't get him anything, gosh darn." Or maybe if it was ski gear, we might say it's from Chairlift 2. Or maybe a gift would be from the Grinch, or Obama, or the neighborhood squirrel. I don't recall when this started, but it's brought many giggles and fun. I think it was probably my dad, and I think it started after my sister and I figured out Santa's secret. Anyway, that's our little tradition. Thank you, and thank you for Christmas Past Podcast.
Well, now it's your turn. What Christmas memories are on your mind this Christmas season? I'd love to hear them, and I'd love to share them with the rest of the Christmas Past family. All you need to do is record yourself speaking into your phone's voice memo app and send it over to christmaspastpodcast@gmail.com. Keep it reasonably short, clean, and family-friendly, and be sure to say your name and where you're from. Christmas Past is produced in wonderful Willow Glen, California, by yours truly, Brian Earle. Thank you so much to Ted Sylvester, to Shayla in California, and as always, thank you for listening and being here with me for this Christmas season. You can drop me a line anytime throughout the Christmas season or beyond. I'm at ChristmasPastPodcast@gmail.com, or you can connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And do join our private Christmas Past Facebook group if you haven't yet. And hey, if you're really feeling the Christmas spirit, why not help more people discover the show? It's as simple as telling a friend about it or leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. If you do leave a review, I'll send you a Christmas Past sticker, and a handwritten Christmas card is my way of saying thanks. Reach out for details. And until we meet again, may your days be merry and bright.